Hello guys, welcome to Eric the Gadget Boy podcast. Once again, don't forget to like, subscribe and follow my podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to be discussing about dark web, things that happen on the dark web right now, and there are many things, exciting things. You see one of them. This one happened in Las Vegas. So a woman in Las Vegas spent 12 Bitcoin on dark web to murder her husband. Oh, this must be shocking news. Cryptocurrency like Bitcoin have found growing demand among scamming and bad actors, and this is most popular mode of payment on the dark web. From illegal weapons, drugs, and everything can be procured by malicious players by spending the right amount of Bitcoin. In a similar case, a woman in Las Vegas had been arrested for allegedly paying a 500,000 Bitcoin, lot of Bitcoin, to hire a hitman to pay her husband, to kill her husband for a sponge. Luckily, the website that she used turned out to be a scam, and authorities have been able to arrest the defendant. A resident of Fallon in Las Vegas, a 6-year-old Christine Lane Fakins, paid the 500,000 in Bitcoin on the phony website. That's a scam website. Federal investigators were able to track her transaction after they were ticked off about the website. The authorities traced the transaction and found the message that put her guilty and led to her arrest. The plot to murder her husband started back in 2016. According to a document shared by the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California, the defendant has stated contacting someone via Tor web browser specifically designed to access the dark web. Their website has advised the woman, the Falcons, to use Bitcoin for payment and asked her to hide the transaction by laundering the Bitcoin via multiple peer-to-peer Bitcoin marketplaces. However, Falcons was very skeptical about the website at one point and recovered messages which shows Falcon asking, how do I know you're not FBI? They do have their capability to invest one device and trace their IP address or back to their IP. Just being conscious. The alleged defendant continued the process and sent 5,000 Bitcoin, that's 12 Bitcoin, in between March 2016 and March 9th, 2016, to have a husband murdered in front of his workplace. She had even asked the criminal if the murder could be made to look like a mugging gone wrong. That the robbery gone wrong, and when told this would cost an extra $4,000, he proceeded with the original plan. The documents also revealed that the woman, that Falcon's motive behind the murder, and quote, Falcon was saying that this man mentally, physically, sexually, and emotionally abused me, and he took my children away from me. Women, fair women. Falcon also stopped communicating with the website in April 2016 after she found that it was a scam. And of now, the website is no longer active. The authorities discovered the plot in 2019 and indicted Falcon this Thursday. That's last week, this Thursday. Indicted means that the voted to have been to jail. Dear woman, this is Eric the Gadget Boy podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, and like my podcast. Gadget Boy out.